our friend Bob Cutler from Novio's Bistro, getting ready to reopen tomorrow night. Hey, Bob.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me on, Rich.
Better believe it. This is exciting news. You guys took your summer break a little bit early this year and gearing up to reopen in this this brave new world, but the doors will open again tomorrow night starting at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, it's been so, I can't tell you how excited I am to open up and get back to at least somewhat of a normal routine again and welcome people back into our space. And I know the staff is excited. We've been working yesterday and we'll be working all night tonight. Basically, you have to reopen a whole restaurant. It's like the first day of service 3 years ago, all over again. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, absolutely. Now, you've got some unique challenges there because of the size and the layout of the restaurant, and nobody's closing off Hammond Street to give you extra space. So what are you going to do? How many tables will you have available?
So we went from 11 tables to 4. And we made the decision not to seat our bar because the way the bar is set up, those people are, their back is too close to the tables. We didn't feel comfortable with presenting that environment. Mm. So we're just not seating the bar. So we went from 38 seats to 13.
Wow. So
yeah,
that's going to make it a challenge for you, obviously there, but you're still offering curbside service for people.
Yeah, and we're hoping curbside is what kind of bridges the gap, or at least closes it a little bit for what we expect in a week in July. You know, and it's going to be a smaller menu on curbside, but it's going to be absolutely phenomenal. Dustin made the staff one of the burgers today. It's a chuck short rib and brisket burger topped with pulled pork, Swiss cheese, pickles, and a house-made mustard barbecue. So think like a Cuban sandwich, but on top of a burger. It's amazing.
That sounds pretty awesome right there. Yeah. People can already make reservations using the Open Table app, or they can go, as always, to www.noviosbistro.com. And you're going to be serving Wednesday through Saturday from 5 until 8:15.
Correct. The last reservation you can make is 8:15, and we're expecting about a 2-hour service. We're not going to rush you. We want you to come in, enjoy yourself, and just be in the moment, and hopefully we can present you a great environment, a safe environment, and that's where we're at. I mean, everything we're doing, we're erring on the side of caution. You know, we're not doing water from pitchers. We're giving you a full liter of still water that's in a glass bottle that we're going to open at the table, so you know that's a safe thing. We're actually a staff member down right now because he had a very important event to do with his family over our vacation, and we're waiting on his negative test result to come back before we can have him back. So we're learning about that timeline, which is interesting. Hopefully, we'll see him back next week, is my guess.
And obviously, for people who want to enjoy Novio's Bistro, they need to do a thing, and that's wear masks, except when they're at the table eating, right?
Yeah, and it's pretty simple. I mean, it's a small restaurant, so you're going to wear a mask for 15 feet. You're going to sit down. You can take your mask off, enjoy your experience. If you have to get up and use the bathroom, put your mask back on, go to the bathroom, come back, take your mask off. I don't think it's too much to ask anybody. It's, you know, just be kind to our staff. You know, think about how great our staff is and how hard they work for you. And you are protecting them by wearing your mask in our space when you're not at your table. And I don't think that's too much to ask.
I'm pretty confident that the kind of people that go to Novio's Bistro are the kind of people who I suspect have been doing the right things all along.
I hope so. I hope everyone's been doing the right thing, but I was at Hannaford earlier, and I know that's not true. But all we can do is control ourselves and help influence the people that we love and we interact with. We can set an example for those people who aren't doing the right thing, and hopefully, you know, they fall in line with what's best for humanity.
So what's the status of tomorrow night? Are there any open seats for opening night, reopening night?
We are actually sold out for tomorrow night and sold out for Friday night. Thursday, we have a few tables available early in the evening. And Saturday is wide open. So come see us on Saturday. We'd love to see you.
I'm looking at the menu here. Oh, my goodness. Sea bass.
Yeah, rabbit and waffles, marrow sea bass.
Duck breast. Tomatoes
and salads from our greenhouse.
Oh, beef tenderloin.
Yep.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Some amazing cocktails. That's what I intentionally have not tasted any cocktails until I get off this call. But then we're going to start making all the drinks, making sure they're dialed in properly. Because it's a brand new cocktail list. And one of your friends.
I see that. I wondered if that was an ode to my friend Nick.
So Nick Durba, who was a catcher, and you're going to be speaking about catchers later on in the show. He has a cocktail. Coach Charlton has a cocktail.
I love it.
And both of their cocktails, a dollar from every cocktail for the summer is going to be donated to the World Central Kitchen.
That's fantastic. So, yeah, check out the drink menu and get yourself a Durba or a Doing the Charlton and enjoy a great drink and help a great cause.
And did you see the Mike Francoso cocktail?
I didn't see that one, no.
So when he was at, do I have time to tell a quick story?
Of course you do, yes.
So Mike Francoso, 2012, was the captain of, maybe 2013, was the captain of the Maine baseball team, shortstop. Ended up playing for Pittsburgh Pirates. But when I was the director of baseball operations, we played at Florida State. And the chanting for every time Mike, for all weekend, came up to bat, there was a gentleman behind the table or behind the plate, and he would chant, "He's not bad, he's not good," and then everybody in the stands, thousands of people, 5,000, 4,000, whatever it was, would chant, "He's just so-so." And they would do it every time, the whole at bat. "He's so-so." And Mike loved it. Like if you know so-so, he ate it up. It was great. So we have the "He's not bad, he's Francoso" on the cocktail list, which is a great cocktail, and we're excited to present that.
They all look great, and it looks like there's a story behind every one on that menu.
Everyone. It's things that kind of make us smile from pre-COVID quarantine.
And I assume a little love for Lionel Richie and the Commodores here, too.
A little easy like Sunday morning.
Yeah.
It's and that's my wife and I, every Sunday morning, we start our Sunday with that song. Cause that's, the one day neither one of us work. So that's our don't mess with Sundays.
Well, I know you're working hard today to get ready for the opening because I saw your mother-in-law with Jack today.
Yes. Thank God. She is an amazing mother-in-law that lives close and she can take care of him when I don't have time.
Well, we're so excited to have Novio's Bistro reopening again tomorrow night, Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 8:15 p.m. Check out the menu online, make your reservations at noviosbistro.com or using the Open Table app.
Thank you so much, Rich. I really appreciate you having me on.
You bet, Bob. Good luck with things. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Thank you. Be well.
Bob Cutler, Novio's Bistro here on Downtown, getting us underway.